want to recap what happened yesterday with these two gentlemen, and also Gus Edwards, and talk about the pass game, the run game. Kay Adams had a pretty cool little video, a little snippet that I want to play with Dante Witter that played with Jim Harbaugh back in 2012, you know, with the Niners. And he basically breaks down the philosophy of Jim Harbaugh. Folks, just so you know, this team is changing. We're becoming a physical football team that is going to slam the ball down people's throat. And again, we're going to be finesse as well, too, because that'll set up the play action pass. There's a lot to discuss in this video. It's going to be a little longer one. Just want you to know it's going to be a little longer, but I'm going to cover some information that I think as Chargers fans, we should know changes are coming and it's exciting. So guys, lots to discuss. Let's get into it.
Bull Bros.
Okay, folks, as always, like and subscribe if you do enjoy the content. I'm Andrew Bullpros. And again, lots to discuss. These guys, anyways, I'll break down what they're going to say here in a second, but I kind of want to play the clip with Kay Adams. And by the way, Kay Adams, oh, cat's meow. I tell you what, she take the wrinkles out of the old robes. I mean, she's sexy as hell. So anyways, and she's a Chargers fan. Thank God. But my boy here, Dante Whittier, talks a little bit about Jim Harbaugh. Really cool little breakdown. I'm just going to pause it and I'll pause it in between each thing. It's about a 3-minute long video. It's not going to be too long, but I just want to pause and talk a little bit about it. Because again, when we say physical mindset, the team is changing, right? The team is going to change. I'm going to talk a lot about that. I'm going to talk about the X factor. I'm going to talk about what I think is going to be changing moving forward, how the offense is going to look. It's going to be pretty interesting. So let's see what they say here. I'm just going to pause it and we'll go from there.
The Chargers, your boy Jim Harbaugh goes there. You were there for, I believe, nearly all of his tenure. What is the face you're making when I bring up Jim Harbaugh? What is that?
So
what
cute.
Is behind
well,
so
Jim Harbaugh is a winner. Jim Harbaugh is going to have that team an AFC championship.
What?
You can rewind this.
AFC championship, folks. He said it here. And you know, the truth of the matter is I actually believe that. I really do think we're going to be 12-5 this year. What do you guys think down below? What do you think the record of the Chargers are going to have this next year, this upcoming season? I think 12-5 is very, very doable.
Championship weekend.
When?
When?
Let's how much time?
First year. This year. Jim Harbaugh is
going to
have the Chargers in the AFC championship.
Why?
Well, because first of all, he has his quarterback. And when you put Jim Harbaugh with a quarterback, he's the quarterback whisperer, like he was with J.J. McCarthy, like he was with Colin Kaepernick.
Yep.
Any quarterback that, you know, was under the tutelage, sorry about that.
No problem.
I love live TV.
Sorry about that. Any of the quarterbacks that were under the tutelage of Jim Harbaugh, he figures out what your strengths are and he tailors his offense around that in the running game.
100%.
And then his defense, they have, you know, Bosa on one side and then the guy Khalil Mack on the other side, along with the secondary and how fundamental and physical he demands his teams to be. I believe that Jim Harbaugh and the LA Chargers are going to be in the AFC championship game this year.
Okay, so let me pause it just for a second. Notice, basically he's repeated what I've already said. This guy played with Jim Harbaugh. He understands the fact that we're going to be changing the mental mindset of this team moving forward to complete physicality. Now, there's a lot of people are going to say, look, the NFL is a finesse league. It really is. It's spread them out, go wide, 3-4 wide receivers at a time, bunch sets, one on one side, blah, 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 play action. You see what the Dolphins are doing, all the pre-snap motion. And again, Jim Harbaugh is going to be doing a lot of that as well too, to confuse the defense. But it's going to be pretty interesting to see how physical we're going to be. And again, the physicality isn't just a physical body. These are all physically strong human beings, but it's also the mental mindset, understanding that your body can take more punishment and continue to press forward and play that physical game. Again, guys, even Hayden Hurst said it last week. If you're not physical, you're not going to be here, right? And I truly believe this team, you're going to see some weird cuts. You're going to be like, wow, why'd they cut him? Probably because his mental mindset wasn't there. It wasn't physical as it needed to be. Anyways, Dante talks a little bit more about it as well. Kay Adams is clearly confused. What the hell? You think so? Kadams brings up a good point here, but yeah, I'm gonna add to it on the side.
Who is he throwing the ball to? You just think that he's going to draft really well? I mean, I'm still like the whole Greg Roman thing. I don't even quite understand. You get rid of Eckler, you get rid of Keenan, you get rid of Mike Williams. Like, I'm a little stunned that that's what you're saying. Stunned.
God, she's so cute. She's so cute. Come on now. Oh, I got to shoot her an email. Okay. Hit me up. Anyways, but she brings up a good point. All of Justin Herbert's weapons are gone, right? His response is perfect. In fact, I'm just going to pause. Okay. I'm just too cute. Anyways, let's see what Dante says here. It's going to be interesting because you're right. Brady and Bischoff also said that there's still more weapons and things that need to be filled out to fill out the room in general. It's going to be happening in the draft, but Donte Whitner has a really good point here.
There's going to be some young players that he's going to demand a lot of, and he's going to draft some guys. They're not really done shuffling around that roster over there either. I remember when we all came together, 2012, we didn't have any expectations, and we ended up in the NFC Championship. Nobody expected our quarterback position to do anything, and they really led the team. And then our defense, we stepped up. There's a when you win football games as a head coach like Bill Belichick or Harbaugh brothers, there's not a reinvention to the game of football. It's old school football, old school discipline, technique, and the knowledge of the game. And that's what Coach Harbaugh has over every other coach on any level of football, is just that intricate knowledge and the way that he motivates his team. So look out for those Chargers.
I'm stunned. They were a 5-12 team. Obviously, Jim Harbaugh came.
Okay, so we'll pause it there. I think that's probably all we need to show. Look, the reality is this. He brings up a good point. He's an old school coach. He is, right? But the whole focus is he's going to play old school football and smash the ball downfield. Now, there's very few teams that really do that now. I'd say the Niners do it. The Eagles do it. Clearly, the Ravens do it. We're going to be Ravens West, essentially. But we're going to be doing our own little wrinkle on it because I think we have a better quarterback than Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson's a good quarterback, but he's more of a running type of quarterback. But again, going back to these gentlemen, let's talk a little bit about what they're going to do. And again, with the physicality mindset, there's going to be a lot of, you know, caveats to that conversation. But again, Mark Trestman, you cannot diminish what this gentleman's going to be bringing to the game in the passing game coordinator. So I'm going to talk about the passing game first. Mark Trestman's very, very, very good at the passing game. He's more of a, what do you want to call him? Kind of a hybrid senior advisor, right? So, you know, Brady clearly is running the passing game, but Trestman's going to be there to sort of add some wrinkles to it as well, too. The interesting thing about the Chargers have one of the largest coaching staffs in the NFL now, which is interesting because, again, I clearly believe Jim Harbaugh believes a lot of these coaches are going to start getting picked off and pulled into other NFL teams, especially if we start winning. Guys, let's say we go 12-5, even if we don't make it to the AFC Championship game. Guys, I promise you that a lot of these guys are going to be picked up for other, you know, offensive coordinator positions, maybe head coaching positions, assistant coaching positions across the board. So Trestman is there also to potentially step in. Let's say, you know, maybe Brady's gone next year. Okay, Trestman will have to be the you know, passing game coordinator or something like that, right? So they're building a funnel of coaches. So, you know, if one or two pieces go, the core coaching staff is still available and you can just bring other people up and allow them to, you know, step into position, which I think is very smart because you continue on with that tradition of the coaching staff. But again, Brady, by the way, doesn't he look like Tiger Woods? I swear to God, he looks like Tiger Woods. I should have had a photo next to him. He looks like Tiger Woods to me. But anyways, let's talk about what he said specifically, because I do think it's interesting. He talked quite a bit about Justin Herbert. But one of the things that he says is that they are bringing the coaching staff together. Again, the run game and the pass game are working together. We all know that, of course. But as a coaching staff, we're working together, Brady said. There are titles, but we're going to be working together, running game, passing game. This is the good point, right? Yes, you want to marry both pass game and the run game to make things look alike. So that pre-snap defense don't get beat and you don't know what the guys are actually doing, right? So basically you're like, okay, looks like a run formation. They're probably going to run the ball. Oh, wait, they're passing out of here. Oh, crap. Brady added, we will be in constant communication out there. Now, again, understand that that's a big part of what they're going to try to do. And again, we're going to play physical. You see a lot of two tight end sets, right? So most likely two tight ends on each edge, maybe put one of them in motion, maybe one, bring one down as a fullback, but there's going to be a lot of, you know, interesting situations. So specifically talking about Herbert, he talks quite a bit about him. You know, Brady says he's been great. You know, they're learning the playbook, right? Again, they have all sat down, Greg Roman, Brady, Trestman, they've all sat down and made, you know, terminology for every single play. And again, Brady said he saw him coming out of college, very good, excited to work with him. Basically, his assessment of Justin Herbert was he could do anything, right? Which is good. Again, going back to what Donte Whitner said was Harbaugh's never really had a good quarterback. He's had okay quarterbacks, right? You know, Colin Kaepernick, you can argue, was good. He was good. Alex Smith was okay, you know, more of a game manager, right? But Herbert can do it all. Ultimately, this is what he says. He's capable of doing everything, which is good. He's massive. He's a big dude. He's like 6'6". Dude, he's 6'6". He's 25. Anyways, he could take the hits. You know, we don't want to, and it clearly says we want to limit and minimize all of those hits, right? Because we don't want him, we want him on the field. But he's got a big arm and stretch the field. He works well in the quick game, which is a big part of it, which I really think Quentin Johnson's a big part of what we need to do with him specifically, right? So, you know, going into that conversation, you know, I think Palmer's going to be a big part of our, you know, season moving forward. Clearly, I think Palmer legitimately is going to have a bang up season. Now, again, we're going to have to see what happens in the draft. Marcus Brady also said, look, we don't have the entire wide receiver room built out. So that would lead us to believe that we're most likely likely are going to draft a wide receiver. I do agree with that. Now, there are still conversations about Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Tyler Boyd. Those are all two veteran names that are out there as well. I do suspect we'll probably get a veteran and then maybe another one in the draft and go from there. Who knows? Maybe get two people in the draft. Maybe we feel like we're good enough right now with Palmer, and then, those guys can step up. But again, Brady added the very end. I'll wrap up the, wide receiver conversation with, again, I think Quentin Johnston is going to have a breakout season as well too, but we have to maximize that compliment with a good running game, and we can get a chance to be pretty good with him, right? Again, bottom line, guys, if you have a good running game, it opens up the passing game. Well, why does it do that? Because everyone's going to sneak up. The safeties have to come down. And they're going to say, oh, man, here we go. Let's go get it. This is going to be a run. Pass. And then, you could throw it over the safeties. They're going to be completely open. They're going to be down in the box. And so you have to understand that you can't really win without one or the other. You have to be effective at both. That's where the Chargers have struggled so much. I just posted something on our YouTube page today. I think we were 31st in the league in push off of our offensive line. We did not play physical. Okay. So that has to change, right? We talk about physical football, that has to change ASAP. So, and again, I think Quentin Johnston, is more of a finesse guy. He's a big dude, right? He needs to be able to use his hands more. If you look at the videos of Marvin Harrison Jr., he does a very good job in that first 5 yards to get physical with the corner. So if he comes at him, he can just push him out of the way, get him moving one direction, and then he could juke him the other way, right? And he does a good job of doing that. Quentin has a lot of mass and a lot of length. He needs to get more physical at the line. So I'm really hoping we see a little bit more of that with him as well, too. Again, his route tree, his route progressions were good. Okay. He does have good hands in the short yardage play, but again, over the top, had a hard time tracking the ball. We saw that a little bit last year. Anyways, I don't want to talk too much about that, but I do think Quentin Johnston will probably limit his route tree, route progression a little more, and it'll be interesting to see how he progresses this season. I do suspect he'll have a good year, but we shall see. So let's talk about the running game. I think there's a lot to be said about this, folks. I do think the running game is going to be pretty interesting because I do think that, in short, we have a lot to discuss as far as the running game is concerned. Because I do think that bottom line, Andy Bischoff talked quite a bit about really how we're going to change the way we think of the Chargers and the way the Chargers are going to be actually utilizing and training moving forward. So this is a good little clip. It's very short, folks. So I'm just going to play this clip and then we'll kind of wrap up. I know this video is already getting a little longer at this point. But interesting little clip about the focus of this team. This is very critical. Again, we have the fifth pick of the draft. Okay. Again, I know we want a wide receiver, folks, but listen to this clip and you tell me at the end of the clip if you think we're going to draft a wide receiver at number 5.
This is going to be an O-line centric building. When it comes to our strength program, it's built around the O-line. Everybody else fall in line. And so some people don't value offensive linemen. We do, okay? And that will be shown in how we approach everything from how we stretch to how we lift to how we run the ball to how we protect. This is a place where O-linemen are going to want to come and play because it's an O-line centric space where we're going to raise these guys up and make them feel great about what they do and what they have to offer and not push them to the side. Yep. And make them the afterthought. They are at the forefront of our thing. This is going to be an
absolutely huge, guys. So again, going back to what Andy Bischoff said, there is he is going to focus on the offensive line. And again, we keep talking about physical football. What does that really mean, guys? The offensive line, right? Again, Harbaugh even talked about it. He called it a fist, right? He said all, 5 fingers makes a fist, but secondarily, that's the one position that everyone relies upon to be successful, right? So again, do I still think we draft a wide receiver? Yes, but I think it's because we have let go of some very big weapons for Justin Herbert. So I'm very curious to see how that plays out. But if we trade back, who knows? We might get someone like Talisi Fuaga or maybe JC Latham. Who knows? We'll see how it plays out. But again, you're going to see a big change with this team, right? Physicality is going to be a big part. I'm going to talk more about physicality here in a second. And again, one guy to talk about right here, Gus Edwards. Gus Edwards talked yesterday as well. There was a funny question that was asked to him that I kind of sat back and I'm like, wow, that was really not a great question. But it made me think a little bit. Basically, he said, well, how are you like Austin Eckler? I was like, And he kind of goes, yeah, I'm not like Austin Eckler. He essentially just says, yeah, I'm not Austin Eckler. They're completely two different running backs. This guy is a bowling ball. Okay. Think of him. He's a bowling ball going down the lane and going to knock the pins down. That's what he does. Austin Eckler was finesse. He was just bouncing around. But it just goes to show you guys, remember what Austin Eckler said when the coaching staff came to him, we're going to go a different direction, essentially, right? This is the different direction, right? It's physical smash mouth football. So we talk about running backs in the draft that we're probably going to go after, probably gonna be pretty similar to a Gus Edwards, a big body specimen, smash you in the mouth and get physical. Because think of it this way. What if he's running on the edge and he hits a, 190-pound, 180-pound cornerback? That's going to hurt, And again, he's there to punish and soften up the defense. Now, another guy I would say is this dude right here, Ben Mason. We picked him up, obviously. Jim Harbaugh knows him. Jim Harbaugh specifically said, he's the most physical guy I have ever coached. Again, he played all over, defensive lineman, tight end, fullback. Now, they did ask specifically, I think they asked Andy Bischoff how he's going to be used yesterday. So I'm going to add a little bit into that. Ultimately, what he said was that he's going to be used really more of as a fullback, but they'll use him as a tight end as well, too. So he's going to be a little bit of both, right? So, but again, they kept talking about marrying the pass and the run. Again, Bischoff is actually the running game and the tight ends coordinator, right? So you talk about what he does. He's going to be working with, Will Disley, clearly Hayden Hurst, right? These big physical guys, right? They're going to be helping the line moving forward. So again, the tight ends, think of them as, you know, more athletic offensive linemen, right? That's the whole point of them, right? So you know, when we talk about what's going on with it, you know, it's going to be pretty interesting to see. But again, protect Herbert, and play physical. This guy right here is another example of physical. Big dude, he's like 260 something or 250 at least. I mean, he's gigantic, right? And dude, again, folks, the NFL does not play physical. They play finesse. They really do. Look at what the Chiefs have done. Look what the Bills do. They play very physical. You know, give Josh Allen, give Patrick Mahomes 2 or 3 seconds max in the pocket. He'll get the ball out, right? This is smash the ball down the field. Have them be in contention. I think they're going to run the ball. Oops, it's a pass. You know, we bring a safety down and you're in real trouble. So again, the running game is going to be very interesting. Again, marry the run and the pass. Now, one thing I will say before I move on to the X factor is that the first half of the game, when Jim Harbaugh was in the NFL, he ran and passed almost 50-50. So it was run pass. It was a very balanced offense. But in the second half, he ran the ball more. And typically the reason being is you'd have a lead and you could protect that lead and out physical that defense and keep your defense fresh. Keep them fresh. Again, that's why I think, you know, Joey Bosa, Khalil Mack, these other guys were hurt because they were on the field so much. Guys, we were like the 28th or 29th worst defense the entire 3 years that we had Brandon Staley as our head coach, right? So it's pretty frustrating. And the whole point of having a good physical offense is it allows your defense to rest and be ready for the fourth quarter. So again, there's a lot of benefits of it all. Are you guys seeing how this is coming together? Am I making sense to you? Again, it's going to be a very different way of us moving forward. So X factor is this gentleman right here. Look at those eyes. Holy smokes. That's intense right there. I mean, just look at him right now. How much Adderall has he consumed this morning? But my point is that is the gentleman, that is the face of physicality. Okay. That's him. And he's going to make these guys more physical. So I just want to show a few of these little clips and snippets of really the, training regimen. Cause I think it's really interesting because this is how we're going to be making our guys physical. I love this right here. Look at this guy powering up. Oh man. I love this. I don't know what it is about this picture right here. This makes me laugh, but clearly he's running drills. And I'll say this. I don't think Jim Harbaugh would have come to the Chargers if he did not get this guy. I truly believe he would not have come because he's going to elevate everybody on the team. And again, when you want to make a physical brand of football, that's what this is going to be. This is interesting right here. So I was wondering how they were talking about how you strengthen their neck. Your buddy is going to help you strengthen your neck. So you're going to lay on a bench and he's just going to put pressure on the back of your neck and you're just going to obviously go the opposite direction. Never thought of doing it that way, but it makes sense. And it's on both sides. I thought that was really interesting. Obviously the side here as well with Rashawn, but this is how you're strengthening your neck in the NFL. And it makes a lot of sense. If you can get those muscles on this side much stronger, you're going to get less concussions and you're going to be more aggressive moving forward. So I found that really interesting. I was like, wow, how are they making their neck stronger? Well, this is how they do it, which I think is fascinating. Now, this is another one too. I can't remember what they called that little instrument right there. It was like a plyo something. But the whole point of it is remember he talked about the shoulder girdle. You're pulling back. So you're making the back muscles stronger. So you're locking your shoulder joint into place. That's the whole point of that. And you're making it so you have like a front girdle. There's like four different ones. I think you mentioned specifically that you need to work out. This probably works all of them. So again, you go on both sides, switch arms, right arm, left arm, and you're clearly, you know, strengthening those shoulder girdle muscles, which is huge. These suck. I don't know if you've ever done these before, but they're called Turkish get-ups. They are the worst. But again, it's a great full body workout. And I think it was Junior Colston or it was the defensive lineman. I can't remember who it was specifically. He did 150 pounds with that. Folks, I've done this many times. I do a lot of CrossFit and things like that. 25, maybe 30 pounds at the most. 150 150 pounds, folks, that is crazy. So these guys, again, it's full body. It's working your legs, working your ankles, working your entire body, you know, your traps, your side muscles, even works your neck because you have to really pay attention up there. Trust me, I've gotten a couple neck kinks just looking up at the thing. You don't want to drop it on your damn head. But my point is a very, very awesome workout. And you can see Herbert doing the same thing. So you basically lay on your side, flip it up, push it, and then stand up on your own and then come back down the opposite direction. They are very, very hard. They're not fun to do. Turkish get-ups, guys. Oh, God, I hate them. But they are great. Awesome, great full body exercise. And again, you see the entire team doing it. I think it's Brevin Allen right here. And then you got Matlock right here. So and some of the other, it looks like offensive linemen here or defensive linemen, it looks like. But I've noticed also in a lot of the photos of the training, they are kind of working with position groups as well. But it also looks like they're working with wide receivers, offensive linemen. They're not really separating the players at all. And even the locker room, I think Popper posted a photo that he organized everybody in their lockers by their number. So if you're like in your 90s, the 90s are on one side, the 100s are on, or the 10s are on one side, and they're all sort of separated. So whatever your number is, that's where your locker is going to be. It's going to be a numerical order. I like the idea of that because you're not really separating the team. You're keeping everybody talking to one another, which I think is a really good thing. But again, talking about this guy again, I just can't say enough about him. Ben Hurst, I think, or Ben Mason is going to be an absolutely fantastic guy. I just think there's a lot to be said about him specifically. Guys, this video is getting a little longer than I want it to be. I apologize. But look, when we talk about physicality, that's what you just saw right there, right? We're training these young men to be physical, fast, and play with no fear. That's the one thing I will say too. They're going to play with no fear. If you knew that your shoulder girdle, your hip girdle, your soft tissue, your hamstrings are going to be super solid, and they're all tracking and measuring all of these things, right? So they're making sure that they're going to be at a peak performance level. And once it is there, guys, think about it that way. If you knew that you are at peak performance level, you are 100% good to go. How are you going to play? You're going to play fast and free. You're not going to worry about your body. You're just going to go and play. You know, you're not going to get a concussion. You know, you're not going to pull your hamstring like I've done many times in my life. Guys, there's just a lot to discuss on this, but again, physical, that word physical is going to continue coming up moving forward. These guys are going to play absolutely smash mouth physical football. I'm excited to see it, guys. I'm excited. What are your thoughts? Lots to discuss, guys. As always, Andrew Bopros. Again, like and subscribe. We're on all the social medias, right? We're on the TikTokies. We're on the Gram. We're on Facebook. We're all the above. Look up Bopros Podcast. We're on everything. So check us out. As always, guys, see you guys in the next one.